Good evening, hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. I am Pastor Digi Ayoride. It is wonderful, absolutely wonderful to be here with you today. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining the show today. Oh gosh, the voice is going
croaky.
Thank you for joining the show.
Pray for him
today. Oh my goodness. Usually it is Lillian that giggles on the show. I am Pastor Deja Irinda. I'm joined in the studio with my co-host Lillian.
Hello.
And Anita is not
on her way.
Yes, will be joining us forthwith. Being Mindful, if this is your first time, if you're new to the show, Being Mindful is our regular broadcast that explores issues around our quality of life as Christians, including our mental, emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, education, children, so much more. We even talk politics on this show from time to time and in the right way. If you're a regular listener to the show, then you know we also like to deal with some of these relevant and current topics. Thank you for joining us. If you're joining us for the first time, we want to see how you're responding to some of these issues. Yeah, we discuss topics around how we respond when these issues come up. And the sorts of concerns that we face in our Christian lives. As always, we love to hear from you, on our particular topic, on what we discuss today. The easiest way to contact us is through the PHBC Radio app. All you need to do is to click on the link within the app that says contact the studio. In fact, you could use the PHBC Radio app, you could use the PHBC Church app, and even via the PHBC website. You can contact the studio directly through those means. If you're on social media, you can also contact us using any of our social media channels. Just use the handle at PHBC London on Twitter, Insta, Facebook, whichever one it is. So let's get to it. It is our practice on this show today we've got a guest in the show. Yes, we've got a guest with us today. And interestingly, our guest today is someone who has a lot of experience as an empowerment life guide and an educationist. And what are we going to be discussing today? We're going to be talking money. We're going to talk about finances. And of course, finances, when we talk about money, it touches us all to one degree or another, in one way or another. What is it? How are we affected? What's your perspective on it? Certainly at Pollard Hill Baptist Church, we've been dealing with this issue over the last 3 weeks or so. So we have a guest with us in the studio. We do not have a guest with us in the studio.
Remotely.
We have a guest who is joining us remotely. She has been a contributor in the area of business and financial education for easily 25 years. And people know her as an empowerment life guide. She's a mother, she's a speaker, she's an author, writer, content creator, a very, very busy person. More than all of this, she is a believer. Her key focus areas, money mindset, money management, money empowerment, and she specializes in sharing, her own experience, her own wisdom on, kingdom financial principles. Her ultimate goal is to help people get to a place where they have peace of mind, where they have a sense of direction, and a good flow of money into their bank accounts. It's all about that positive relationship with money. As I said, she's a financial educationist. She's not a financial advisor. Please welcome to the show, Tokumbo Osunbayo. Is that right?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Welcome as well. Indeed. Clap, clap, clap. So, what we always do, in a little while, we're going to get to the topic for today. However, it's our practice on the show. We like to check in with each other, see where we're at. So I'm going to actually start with you, Lillian, by asking, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? So many things, Pastor Deji. It's been a busy productive day today. Different things going on. And I don't know whether you find this, Pastor, but when you're busy, when you're at your busiest, that's when you get those interruptions, those distractions coming in, you know, like you're trying to make a call and someone else jumps in and calls you.
Or someone sends you an email, and then they send you a text message,
yes.
And then they call you to say, "Did you see my text message? Yes. I told you to read my email."
It's been like, it's been good. It's been a good day, but it's been a craziest day. But it's all good. I give thanks to God.
Fulfilling
for it.
Or very tiring?
Fulfilling.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You've been hitting some targets, scoring some goals.
I have actually. I managed to complete the work that I set out to do today. I was surprised, you know, come lunchtime. I was like, oh my goodness, I've done everything on my list. Wow. So that was good. That's a good achievement, actually.
That's fantastic.
When I go home after this, I will be putting my feet up and I'll be watching, guess what?
The news.
No.
Your Home Made Perfect.
No.
What's
that?
It's a DIY. You don't know Your Home Made Perfect.
Oh, I don't watch DIY ones anymore.
Oh, really?
They get boring. I have to watch them in seasons, mm-hmm. you know? And when they're predictable, you're just like, oh, please.
So when you put your feet up tonight, what are you going to be watching?
You know my favorite soap.
Your Emmerdale?
Yes.
Oh, my days. I mean, every time you've mentioned it, I mean, the reason I didn't remember it was PTSD from the last time you mentioned it.
At least it's not EastEnders. Or Coronation Street. Sorry.
I mean, they're, in my world, they're just as bad as
No, 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 no. Emmerdale is far, far away from those two soaps. Mm-hmm, so, yes.
Well, thank you for that. Let's go to our guest, Tokumbo. What's on your mind?
Well, at the moment, my women's event that is coming up in March
is
really taking a lot of my time mentally and, you know, with everything else. So, but yeah, I'm excited. I've not held my event since, you know, my husband passed away and then the pandemic happened. Mm. So I'm actually hosting it this March. So that is definitely on my mind, but I'm also grateful to God because there was something that I said to the Lord. I said, I don't want to use my personal money in this event. The event has to pay for itself, I said. And it was a battle, and it still is a battle, but I want to thank God that, you know, it's, you know, coming to pass. So that's what's on my mind at the moment, in the sense that... yeah, I think another thing that come up that's really got me excited, you know, my son came in now holding my book. When I first created the book, I actually did a big size, an A4 size, which looks more like an encyclopedia.
Wow.
And he came in with one of them. He came in with it and he said, I'm going on radio. And he said, no, Mom, while you're waiting, let's go through this. And we were going through the money. Beliefs, money behaviors, money habits, and patterns. But what's given me great joy is that this is my son. You know, when your son starts believing, your children start believing in what you're doing, it is a beautiful thing. So, yeah, that's what's on my mind at the moment.
As someone who's never been, I want to just pull you back a little bit. As someone who's never been for any of your women's I'm not a woman anyway, but as someone who hasn't got a clue what that program is about, tell us a little bit, just a few seconds, what is the women's program?
So my event is called Women Elevating Women. Mm-hmm. And my big vision for it, you know, I always say to people that I don't want to be the face of Women Elevating Women because I want all the women to be the face of Women Elevating Women. Mm. When I started out, it was just focused on business. But now I've put in lifestyle. So it's just a place where women can get to hang out, learn about life and business, but have a whole lot of fun. Mm. And that's really the big thing for me, is that on that day, with the Women Elevating Women, you can literally come in. We use beautiful hotels, beautiful venues, but you can literally come in and take your shoes off. It's a very down-to-earth kind of event. And it's very experiential. It's a bit challenging to explain the feeling you get at Women Elevating Women. And Lillian has been to quite a number of them. And so, you know, it's good for me to say it's wonderful, but I tell you that it's other people talking about it. So it's not a Christian event, but I always tell the attendees that I'm a Christian, but it's not a Christian event. But one of the things that the Lord did tell me is that it's a bridge between our Christian world and the unbelieving world. Because a lot of my speakers that come from time to time, they might be talking about God, and it gets other people who are not Christians to hear about it. So Women Elevating Women is very multicultural. I've always had people ask me questions, how do you get women of other cultures to come in? I can tell you, it is only God that brings women from all walks of life.
Yes.
I remember one of the years I actually had, I've had two people that came in and they said, one said she's a white witch and one said she's whatever type of, oh yes, we've had every type of person. But what gives me great joy is that, you know, we always pray. We pray on the seats. We pray on things before people arrive. And it's been such a beautiful place. So it's called Women Elevating Women. It's very multicultural. The next one we are holding is at the Holiday Inn Regent's Park. And it's on the 9th of November.
9th of March.
No, what am I saying? Sorry.
Hallelujah.
I'm tired. I've had a busy day.
Yes.
9th of March. Yeah, 9th of March at 10:30. So it's the day before Mother's Day. So we want to celebrate women, you know, because every woman is a mother in the sense that we are always talking about something to someone. And that's how mothers always do. So, yeah, so that's Women Elevating Women.
Thanks, Tocombo. Pastor Deji, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Today is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. What's on my mind? Oh my goodness, excuse me. What's on my mind? I've had a really good day today. Good. In fact, I had a great weekend. Yesterday's service, I'm kind of still buzzing a little bit. We had a somebody came in and sang and just music ministration.
And we
went back home afterwards and we all had lunch together and it was just amazing. Just that experience and seeing that. And today I had a meeting with somebody, you know, who's really encouraged me in their desire to step up and step out.
Oh.
In some of the things that God's calling them to do, you know.
Are we going to see at PHBC?
This person is connected to PHBC, so...
Oh.
PHBC will benefit, you know. Yes, it's a benefit to be absolutely. And you know, I love coming alongside people and seeing the difference, seeing the impact of God, seeing the impact of God's people, the impact of God's touch, the impact of God's blessing. God, you know, the impact of God, sometimes we say it like that and it's very intangible. You know, it's just great to see God in their lives. I mean, you know, what does that mean? Do you know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, God will use his people. God will use, you know, the voice of his people, the touch of his people, the benevolence of his people, the counsel, the rebuke of his people, the counsel of his people, the wisdom of his people. And sometimes the person that God is using this to touch and bless then has to respond through faith and courage to step up and step out. You know, Jesus said to Peter, you know the account, you know, come out, step out of the boat. You know, he needed faith and he needed courage. It's one of the joys of my entire life to see people stepping out with faith and with courage. Yeah, so that's what's on my mind.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, and right now as we speak, every time we have this show, there's often a tussle of sound in the building because in another part of the building, we have the teens who are often screaming and, you know, just it sounds like worse than a football match, whatever it is they're doing over there. All I know is Jesus is at the center, so I don't query it too much. But today they're having a movie night, so it's all very quiet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm grateful for that. Listen, we're going to, let's do this. If you've just tuned in, if you're just, you know, joining the show, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, is where we explore issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians. We'd love to know what's on your mind, so feel free to join in, feel free to send a message, be part of the conversation, just ping us your comments, your questions, your contributions. You can use the PHBC Radio app or any of our social media handles at PHBC London. What we're going to do now, we're going to have a music break, and afterwards afterwards, we're going to continue our discussion with a key focus on our topic for today with our guest, Okumba Osunbajo, who's with us remotely. So the song, we're going to start with this one. Sherrianne Moon is a Caribbean gospel Christian artist. I like her voice. I love her energy. And I love the fact that she loves the Lord. And this song is called Born to Worship.
I was born to worship and created to sing your praises. I live to honor you, long to see your face. You are my God and I forever love you.
Sherrianne Moon, Born to Worship. Welcome back. You are listening to Being you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. We'd love to hear from you. Today we are very honored, very blessed to have with us on the show someone who is a financial educationist. She's an empowerment life guide as well. She's been telling us a little bit about her background, her story, while we were off air. And so once again, welcome to Tokunbo Osunbayo as we talk today about issues to do with kingdom financial principles. Welcome, Tokunbo.
Thank you for having me here. Thank you, Lillian, for
yes.
the invite.
So, Lillian, you had a question for Tokunbo while we were off air. What was that question?
Tokunbo, so what exactly is kingdom financial principles?
Okay. It is the kingdom way of how God handles finance. So okay. there are certain principles that govern money.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two. We have the world's view, the world's principles,
mm-hmm.
and we also have the kingdom principles. And both of them work, so don't get me wrong, they both work, but the kingdom financial principles actually tend to function in an opposite direction to how the world's principles work. And that was something that God, it took a long time for the Lord to get my attention to start listening. And I remember him telling me, I think about 2 years ago, said, until I can get the world out of you, I can't get the kingdom into you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that is where the kingdom financial principles really started to take root. Mm. So
can you give us, an example of what a kingdom principle is?
Okay, so the kingdom principle, one of them, you know, like with the world, okay?
Mm.
So the world says that everything, you have to work hard
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm.
But that's not the kingdom. The kingdom is God saying, okay, let me give an example, a very good example that the Lord gave me in January.
Mm.
Now, you know, I was doing my budget for the month of January,
mm-hmm.
and I was less £500.
Mm.
To reach my budget. And I was just like, okay, Lord, I need £500 more. And the Lord said to me that you have already, you know, exhausted yours. He said, and I said I will supply all you need.
Mm-hmm.
So what you now need as the rest of it is in my hands. So you've done your part and I will do my part. But in the world, you know, we pick up the phone or we think of how am I going to get the money. But in the kingdom, you relax in God's word.
Mm.
And I want to tell you that on the 31st of January, I looked through my budget. Every penny that I needed, the Lord had made a way where there seems to be no way.
Mm-hmm.
So the kingdom principles are based on God's word.
Okay.
And it is so. Remember what Jesus said to Peter. He said, go to the water. The very first fish you catch, open its mouth. You will find a coin. He didn't say, Peter, go to the water, you know, look for many fishes, try and open all their mouths and see if there's money in there.
Mm.
In the kingdom, it is yes and amen. So okay. it's very different. I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it does answer. Mm. Yes. So what do you believe God wants for us financially then?
He wants us to have peace of mind and trust in him, that he will supply all we need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul said, my God, and that's what he said. He said, my God will supply all that you need.
Mm.
Now, the big question is God ever late?
Ooh.
Does he not supply? Mm. The problem that so many people have, remember the scripture. For me, I remember lots of scriptures. I just sometimes might not remember where it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said, a double-minded man or woman
unstable.
Is unstable in all their ways. Let them not even think.
Mm-hmm.
Think that they will receive anything. And that is one of the biggest challenges that people are facing in the kingdom.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, you know, there may be Christians listening right now, which there are. As well as on the
mm-hmm.
replay,
mm-hmm.
and they might be thinking, well, you know, mm-hmm. that's all right for Tokunbo, you know, God came through for her, but I've been believing God to pay my bills, and, you know, I'm not seeing nothing come through, you know, there's no increase in my job, mm-hmm. my income, the bills are coming in, mm-hmm. I'm praying,
yeah.
I'm standing on scripture, mm-hmm. but I'm not seeing, you know, the word of God come through. But what do I do? What would you say in that situation to combat?
Because I would say there's a doing in everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't tell Peter to stand with him and the fish will come, walk up from the beach and come and meet there and open its mouth.
Mm.
There's a doing. Mm. Jesus said, go to the water. The first fish you catch, open its mouth. Many, many people, God has told them what they need to do.
Mm.
And they haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
And because they haven't done it, they can't trust God. See, even if God says you should do something and you don't do it, but you believe in his word, irrespective of whether you've done something or not, God said that he will honor his word above his name.
Mm.
So he will always do things. But because a lot of people are living or walking in disobedience, they can't even believe that God will still show up for them. You know, Jesus showed up and died for everyone, whether we were sinners or not. So it's the same thing. So you will find out if you sit with people and really have a deep conversation, you will start to pinpoint and identify where they've not done what God has asked them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have financial problems.
I'm looking at just now on the radio, I'm looking at the people who are joining, and we've got people in various continents, even where, you know, Canada, I can see Canada, Netherlands, Germany, as well as the UK. Yeah. We've got listeners on the show right now, live.
Mm-hmm.
And invariably, we're not just in different continents, we're in different countries or different economies, but there is a global financial crisis. And what you're talking about here is a principle, right?
Yes.
So are you then asserting
that
it doesn't matter what country, what economy, you know, are you asserting that this is a principle, so it's universal? Is that what you're saying?
Because God said,
Go ahead.
Everywhere. Because God said, he said, when the whole world says there's a casting down, that the children of God will say there's a lifting up. It doesn't matter what country. You know, 2 weeks ago, the Lord was opening my eyes. I was in the kitchen, and the Lord said, 5,000, okay, I'm going to use Naira, because Nigerian, 5,000 Naira and 5,000 pounds is the same to me. It might be different to you and your mindset.
Ouch.
But to me, 5,000 is 5,000. Whether it's in pounds, whether it's in Naira, whether it's in dollars, 5,000 is 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's I've never heard that before.
Well, I get
and
that.
I get because, it. Yeah.
Yeah. Supposing if, you know, maybe you're in, you know, you live in the UK, but then you travel to France, for example, or Italy. And you need 5,000 or 500 euros at the time, you know, the same principle works.
The principle is the principle.
Mm.
Yeah, because God is God in every country.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So when it comes to God's word says that we should...
Well, I was going to say, just to say when it comes to God's word, and I think the critical thing here, Tokumbo, is that we have to believe, correct? Correct?
Yes.
Now, then, so that means, does the person have to know God's word?
It will be helpful, because then what are you believing? You can't believe what you don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't stop the word from working, but then, you know, you're supposed to speak the word out. So if you're not speaking the word out, where does faith come from? To be able to stand on, you stand on the word of God. So if you don't know the word of God, it's not like you taking your Bible and standing on top of it and expecting, you know how some people open up their Bibles and put it under their pillows. The devil will come, he will take up the pillow, take the Bible away, and still deal with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what about for those who are anxious? Okay, because in Philippians it says that we should not be anxious about anything. But with prayer and supplication, make our requests known to God.
Yes.
You know, again, you know, we're looking at the economy, what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. okay, and yes, you know, you're saying yeah. that God's principle, the kingdom financial principle is mm-hmm. based on God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And and in his word, he says that we should not be anxious. How can we stop ourselves from yes. being anxious then, you know, especially if, you know, the news is happening, mm-hmm. you know, there might be, like, you know, people around us talking about their yeah. Situations, you know, yeah. supermarket prices are high, etc., yeah. etc. Et
mm-hmm.
But God says, mm-hmm. he tells us not to be anxious. You know, what are we yeah. to do?
Well, first of all, I would say we are to obey him.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also learn. See, every day of our lives is a training ground. And God is training us to not be anxious. He doesn't start. You know, it's just like people going to war.
Mm-hmm.
The soldiers are trained before the war comes.
Mm.
Can you imagine going to the war front and then giving everybody, you know, whatever they're going to use and say, okay, learn how to use it right now. The enemy is coming, you know. No, everyone gets training. So it's even with anxiety, the Lord trains you over time to be able to deal with anxiety. It's not an overnight thing. And this is what we are saying about getting closer to God, because God can then mm. train you for whatever he has called you to do.
Mm.
And so it's not overnight that you are able to overcome this. God knew that we are going to enter into economical difficulty. I remember before the pandemic happened, and this is one of the things, you know, a lot of people will hear me say, my children hear me say it all the time. You've got to learn to hear the Holy Spirit and learn how the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Because okay. I remember I would go out shopping before the pandemic happened, and I would want to pick something on the shelf, and the Holy Spirit would say, pick two or pick three.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know why, but I know how God speaks to me, so I was doing that. And I want to tell you, by the time the pandemic hit, and then I think before that, we decided to do a kind of a fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fast. We literally took the TV away from the living room and put it in the room. Myself and my children, for about 29 days, we were just every evening meeting in the living room, and we were singing and we were praising God. And then suddenly, the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, throughout that pandemic, we never struggled
mm-hmm.
because we had so much at home, even though I didn't know what was coming.
Mm.
So we have to learn how to hear how God is speaking to us.
Mm.
And he trains us long before
could happen. I can totally relate to that regarding preparation for the pandemic. And because I remember my mum and I going to a certain supermarket or place.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested that we get toilet rolls. And she said, no, we've got enough. I said, I think we should get some. You know, I just felt strongly that yeah. we should get some.
Yep.
And then, like you mm-hmm. say, you know, not knowing what was happening, you know, and we saw people on TV Absolutely. Fighting each other over toilet roll and mm-hmm. things like that, you know.
Literally.
And I turned and I said to my mum, I said, now you see why I felt that God was telling us to get the toilet roll.
Absolutely.
You know, so what I'm taking away from what you said so far regarding the kingdom principles is, one, for us to not only know God's word, but to depend and stand on God's word. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, with that comes trusting God's word as well, and God
yeah.
as well. Our relationship with him, being close to him, so that we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit as well and walk in obedience to what it is that he wants us to do with our finances. Otherwise, like you say, otherwise we will be operating in the way that the world operates. But mm-hmm. God's word says that, you know, even though we're in the world, we're not of the world.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. it is about that getting to know, okay, that total obedience, you know, that total closeness and unity with God, so close, you know, that you hear his voice very clearly
yeah.
and that you're quick
yeah.
we're quick to obey rather than disobey
yeah.
okay
yeah.
we're gonna come back Because we're going to go for a music
break. Yes, we're going to have a music break. I want to encourage you, if you are just joining the show, what the things we've been talking about? We're talking about Kingdom Financial Principles. If you've been listening from the beginning, sending your comments, sending your message, sending your contributions. Have you got a question for Tokumbo around Kingdom Financial Principles? You know, what's going on for you? Have you been a little bit worried? Or have you not been worried? You know, what's your secret? What has helped you not to worry? Mm-hmm. We're going to, those who listen on this show regularly know I like me my jazz. Lillian's smiling. One day, I'm believing that we're going to have cameras in the studio. You'll be able to see all the shenanigans that go on in this place. I like me some jazz. And now we're going to listen to a piece of jazz by one of gospel music's most popular gospel ministers. This is Ben Tankard with Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Thank you. everything's going to be all right. Woo, what a declaration by Ben Tankard. Welcome back. You're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. Today we are discussing Kingdom Financial Principles with our special guest, Tokunbo Shumbayo, who's with us on the show today. If you've been listening before we played that music piece of music, you know, what are your thoughts? What are your comments? We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us using the PHBC Radio app. Just press the button to contact the studio and your message will come directly to us here in the studio. Alternatively, you can reach us via our social media handles using the tag at PHBC London. Mm-hmm. And if you send a message directly, we will pick that up. We haven't got that. We've got about 20 minutes left, just under that, for the rest of the show. So let's get to it. I want to talk a little bit about the sorts of things that one can do. You know, I mean, our financial lives as God's people, as Christians, God wants us to prosper. He doesn't want us to live in poverty. Mm. He doesn't want us to live in with problems, with financial problems, with debt. Mm. You know, he wants us to live with the liberty to express the fullness of who he is as people who are blessed in him, right? So, yeah. Tokunbo, you know, just thinking about some of the stuff that you were saying before we went to the piece of music, you know, why would you say, I mean, why is it important, you know, for us to, you know, put effort into improve our financial life? Why should we do that? You know, if someone's saying, you know, I'm content the way I am, I'm perfectly happy, you know, I'm claiming benefit and I'm okay, you know, why should we make any efforts to improve our financial life?
The Lord said to Abraham, he said, I will bless you, said, but then I will make you a blessing. So there's a form of selfishness if we just want to be blessed and not allow God to use the channels of blessings. So God wants us to be good stewards, because he said, if I can't trust you with the small things, who will give you the true riches of the kingdom? And so it is God's desire to see us prosper, because when we prosper, can you imagine Christians ruling the world? Financially, we are able, the school system, the hospital system, the law. We even need lawyers. We will need lawyers. You know, a lot of people get scared that, okay, if everybody's healthy, I can tell you one thing. If everybody's healthy, we will find another industry of happiness that will take over the courts, take over the prisons. There's an abundance of things. So God wants us to be wealthy because, you know, when you have money, you can do great things with it, because we live in a world where money takes it, you know, it plays a huge part.
Yes.
Yeah, Ecclesiastes says money answers things.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's a defense.
So, Tokunbo, where can we start then? Okay. You know, There are Christians who are listening and, you know, no doubt taking notes and like, okay, this is all great, but where do I start? You know, I'm in debt. You know, someone listening might be in debt. Someone listening might be like, the pastor said they're claiming benefits. They're kind of okay. They're happy, but, you know, they want to improve their financial well-being. Or there are, you know, those who are, you know, they are like, robbing Peter to pay Paul and vice versa. You know, where's the one thing they can start doing today?
Where they start is going back to the Lord and say, Lord, I need to start with you, because he's the foundation of the starting point, because where he's going to take you, or where he's going to take me, or because of the calling on our lives, the pathway he's going to use with me is going to be very different to the pathway he's going to use with somebody else. There are some people that God wants to give them a lot of money because of the calling, not just because of they're nice people. No, there is an assignment and there's an amount of money that is attached to that particular assignment. You will see, that's why those type of people will never be comfortable. A lot of people have gone to the grave, and God had big plans for them. And all their lives, they were never comfortable because there was an assignment that they didn't fulfill. And then you will see some other people, they don't need a lot of money because that is not where their assignment is. But they are comfortable. They are able to give, you know, it could be that God will use them to give somebody £10. It is not their assignment and they are not looking in that direction. So it starts, first of all, of coming back to the Lord. For some people, they will need to repent. Some people will ask God to have mercy on them. But then there's another group of people that the Lord will say, okay, do this, this, this. That is the first place. Before we even start looking at your finances, it's coming back to the Lord, because the principles of the kingdom don't work like the world works.
Okay. And what would you say another thing is they can do?
Okay, so then they take stock. It's the hardest thing to do, but you're not doing it by yourself. Where am I right now? Now, I have in my journal, I have what we call the Know My Income Level. And it goes through about five different levels. The first one is called the Body and Soul Income Level. Everyone needs to start from there. So you look at your income. Can it feed me and can it clothe me? And then you tick the box. Inside my journal, you will see yes and no. So you tick it. Okay, so I've got my body and soul income covered. And then you move to the next level. And the next level is body, soul, and shelter. And so, like, the body and soul income for people, you know, someone like my daughter who's a teenager, you know, she doesn't really need money more than body and soul. My daughter would say, your mom, your money is my money. so she understands really well what body and soul income is. Is that, you know, she was off to school this morning and said, so mom, send me the money. You know, it's like,
wow.
But then you have the body, soul, and shelter. And this is where you are dealing with young people who are about to leave home for the very first time. They need to have money. I don't care if, you know, I used to remember back in the day, they would say some people live in a room that is under the staircase and their feet are in the hallway. It's shelter. It's shelter. And I've come to that place now where it is your next level. So for me, I would say to everyone is first take stock. Where am I? You've got a lot of debt. That is not the problem. Don't feel guilty about it, because guilt or, you know, feeling sad or feeling condemned won't change it.
It doesn't change anything.
Come to the Lord and say, Lord, you know what? I've missed it, but I'm ready. It might take some people a few years, but I can tell you that when you go to God, He will give you a peace of mind. You know, He said, I will give you peace beyond your own understanding. You you just won't even know where that peace came from, even though you are looking at a mountain of debt. And so people should start from looking at where they are financially. And even if they can start off with, I'm going to pay £10, I'm going to pay £20. And they just start baby steps. Because when God sees that you have been faithful with the little, He will start to move you into places where you can increase it.
I mean, we I think what you're saying, and thank you so much for the stuff that you're sharing here, because you're taking it, you know, you've taken it really, I suppose, into a, you know, over the last few weeks, over the last 3 weeks, actually, we've been dealing with the issue of, looking at the issue of money, and we had a, we just completed a sermon series, Money Mastery, looking at really who's the real master. If all we're doing is working for money, if we will do anything for, you know, when when we're enslaved, the slave works for the master, and the slave will do anything for the master. And so people who say, I work for my money, the money is the master. People who say, I will do anything for money, money becomes the master. And so we've been looking at that. But what you've done is you've taken it in a different, you know, a different direction, because you're looking at, I suppose, to a degree, a much more personal, much more existential, you know, internal, subjective, I suppose, relationship with money. You know, how are we, how are we relating with money? And some of the things that you're talking about is about habits. So the question in my mind is, how can we change, you know, we want to improve our financial lives. You know, I want to improve my financial life as a Christian, say, but then I stop and I take stock, and I take stock and I say, right, I want to do this, but what are the sorts of things I can do to start to turn my hat? Because they say it takes time to turn a ship, You know, you don't take a big ocean liner and do a handbrake turn. Nothing's going down to the bottom of the ocean. Yeah. It takes time to, and so habits are often like a big ship in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, how do we, so what are the sorts of things we can do to turn that ship?
So the most important thing is to find, okay, example with me, I have premium bond. I don't know if you know the premium bond with the credit MSI. Union.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why do I like it is that you've got to give them 3 days notice before you can withdraw your money.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can set up a standing order, even if it's for, £25, which is their, smallest amount to open with, and you're just putting little amounts of money in there. You're just forming a new habit of not spending all your money.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you're doing, see, God has given us all these things to see. A baby is born as a baby, and the baby grows. You start school, you start from the first, kindergarten or things like that, and you go through the classes. You can see it everywhere. It's the same thing with your finances. You start small. You start to build up your financial muscle one step at a time. It's just like going to the gym. Count it as your financial gym. You're going to the gym and you're taking baby steps. You're teaching yourself to say no when you want to spend money on something that, like I said to someone, when you have money, your palms start to scratch you and you start thinking, what am I going to spend it on? So it's taking those little baby steps of identifying what makes you lose money or waste money and start to work from there. And don't beat yourself up. If you fall down, the Bible said the righteous fall 7 times and they rise again. So it doesn't matter. You're not competing with anyone. You're not on anybody's journey. You're on yours. And when you can't, when you don't have the strength to go on, you can ask the Lord. Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me, including your finances.
Mm.
You know, and it's all there. The scripture has all the answers.
Ah, I see. Right. So habits. Start small, seek the Lord, this is all sort of one step at a time, isn't it?
And this Absolutely. Is and this is all doable?
Pardon?
I said this is all doable, Tokumbo.
Absolutely, because, the Bible said we should not despise the days of small beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So you take baby steps. Even if it's getting a little money box from the pound land and start putting brownies inside. I've got so much brownies. I take them to the shops now, and I've got so much brownies. If I take them to the shop right now, I don't know how much I will get. But yeah, you start from somewhere and start to teach yourself not to always spend. You've got to rewire your brain. You've got to retrain your brain because there's neural pathways that your brain has created for in the area of finance. So you've got to untrain it. There's a lot of unlearning to do. And the problem that a lot of people have is because they are in a hurry to get out of where they are, they're not patient enough to learn the journey. They don't want to, they just want to get to their destination. It doesn't work like that in the kingdom.
You see, that's a very powerful that point you've just made. Because invariably there's I was going to say who doesn't want to be rich, but there are people who don't really care about being rich. And there's nothing wrong with that. But some people are in debt and they want to get out of debt as quickly as possible. But there's a picture that's just come to mind. Nobody Oh, very rarely do people I'm going to go back to the beginning. Nobody just falls into debt, no matter what that debt is, even if it's a gambling debt. You didn't just fall into a debt. You may have lost that 100 grand on that day, but the problem didn't start on the day you fell into debt. You see, so
it could have started when the person was a baby. When I say baby, a little child in the, I've written 2 children's books on money, and one of them was called Broken Promises, where the little girl at school had borrowed money,
in school. So can you imagine that child growing up with that mindset and that not being corrected?
Yes. Becomes the adult yes.
that will borrow money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think you know, just in that moment, thinking about the fact that it takes us time to get into money trouble, mm-hmm. but we mm-hmm. want to get out of it instantly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just in the same way that, you know, someone who's been, I don't know, eating unhealthy food and has developed, you mm-hmm. know, maybe they're overweight, they're obese because of the mm-hmm. unhealthy eating, because of the sedentary mm-hmm. lifestyle, they're not exercising enough, mm-hmm. they're not, you know, the mindset's wrong. And it's like, well, what mm-hmm. can I do now? What can I, is there a pill I can take?
Mm-hmm.
It took you time to get there. And mm-hmm. oftentimes it takes time
yeah.
to get out. With a little bit more determination, you can. It's about the determination that shortens the journey. Isn't that right, Tokunbo?
Yes, absolutely. And what I would say to a lot of people is, why do you want to rush and get out of it? Because it's really the why. Is it because, oh, if you don't get out, you're going to be in trouble? You need to get to the why. Because if you know that, okay, if I put 50 pounds towards my debt every month, mm-hmm. I don't get bothered. So, for example, some people, maybe the creditors are running after them.
Mm-hmm.
But here, especially here in the UK, you've got facilities. You can reach out to places like Step Change. They can mm-hmm. help Indeed. Renegotiate. Indeed. And you can end up, you know, maybe paying £10 or £20, and it takes the pressure off you. So yes. you also want to get to the why. Of, you know, like in my journal, I have three different ways of people paying off debt. So I have, of course, the common one, which is the snowball or the avalanche. But I also put the freestyle, because what I, and that one is what I created myself, in the sense that as you are paying off your debt, you're also getting a life. So can you imagine somebody has £100,000 worth of debt? A lot of gurus tell you, pay off your debt first.
Mm.
Yes. But people will not pay off their debt in their lifetime.
Mm. Yes, so
that
yes.
means that they're not going to get a life while they're paying off their debt. Mm. No, get a life. Some of your money goes towards your debt and some goes towards your peace of mind.
Mm. Towards your life.
That's sensible exactly. advice.
And you're absolutely right, Tokunbo. A lot of finance people will say, no, you clear your debts first, your debts first. But you've just hit a very important point. What happens if you have a mountain of debt that you realize your current situation mm-hmm. and your estimated length of life living to live, mm-hmm. and you think, you know what, exactly. I've got 200 grand's worth of debt.
Mm-hmm.
How am I? And I don't have a job, and I'm currently unemployed. You know, I'm on benefits. How on mm-hmm. God's green earth am I going to pay that 200 grand?
Mm.
And then immediately we become enslaved. So this is really about our motives and our mindset concerning money.
That's it.
Mm.
There it is.
So it's really about getting your mind right, getting the mind, the way we approach money, the way we see money,
mm-hmm.
and that dynamic with money, getting that right. Yeah. I mean, how can we check our money motives?
And you see where that motive part that was saying. I gave a good example when I got it. It was such a laugh. Where. Back in Nigeria, you know, we have a tribe. I'm not going to say the tribe, but we have a tribe that loves building huge houses, really big, massive houses.
Yes, the Nigerians.
And now, you now look at the motive to why they built that house. Maybe someone had told them that, is it your kind that builds a house? And that person then decides, I will show you that I not only will I build the house, I will build the biggest one in town. Now, let's look at it. Who's going to be paying the maintenance of that biggest house in town?
Exactly.
Probably the person who told you that you will never build a house probably had even died and gone.
Indeed.
So it's not even there Indeed. To see the massive house that you built, but because they had sown that seed in the person's mind, that person now was driven to build a massive house to prove that they can. And so Indeed. Everything we do, you need to look at the motive. What's my motive? Like, I had an incident last month where somebody invited me to an event.
Yes.
And the person's, something happened around it. But the person now said, oh, could I pay by so time? And I said, no, I'm putting it into my next month's budget because it wasn't part of what I planned.
Mm.
Now, when I, got off that call, the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, the person would think you don't have money. And I stopped myself. I said, I don't care how the person's, you know, what's in that person's mind. That's not my business. My business is that as at 2 hours ago, I didn't even know of the event. So I'm going to pay when I want to pay. You can pay,
absolutely. And I think...
Exactly. Whereas you sit... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think you've hit the nail on the head. We have actually had a comment in literally a few seconds to go in the show. And the person says, okay. Good evening, Being Mindful team. Thank you, Tokumba, for what you've shared so far. Relax in his word is so simple yet profound. For me, what's helped me have a financial kingdom principle mindset is to hold on to the testimonies of God's faithfulness to remind myself he has done it before and he will do it again. And I anchor my perspective in Matthew 6, 25 to 26. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place to just tie it off, you know, with the word of God. I must just truly, truly thank you, Tokumba, for what you have brought today, what you have shared of your experience, your wisdom. Thank you so much, so much. You're definitely coming back on the show. We would love to have you back again. So today, if you're on the show, you've been listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we've been talking about the kingdom financial mindset,
principles,
kingdom financial principles with our guest Tokumba Oshunbayo. So thank you for joining us tonight. As we always say at the end of the show, thank you for listening. Please remember to be mindful of yourselves and of each other. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.